we are beginning the sixth speech of the Ran. The speech is entitled Bama Kadem, which are the first two words of the speech, as we will see. It's about the concept of tshuva and the world to come, and we will see that the speech is really comprised of two sections, and in certain editions, the second section comes before the first. So we're going to read it in the order that we have it, but when we get there, we will notice that there's room to understand that that section really introduces this section. As usual, the Ran begins with a quote. He's quoting a pasuk in Micha. "Bama kadem Hashem ikaf lelokei marom." With what can I greet God? What can I go towards Him? What can I offer Him? Hakadmenu bolot ba'galim bnei shana. Can I greet God with sacrifices, with young goats? Hayotze Hashem balfei elim berevot nachlei shaman. Does God really want thousands of animals? Does He need your streams of oil? Hayten bechorei pishi privitni chatat nafshi. Should I offer God my firstborn child? Is that what God wants? Higid lecha adam matov. I'll tell you what God wants, and this is the conclusion of the prophecy of Micha. You want to know what God wants of you? He doesn't want your animals, doesn't want your oil, and doesn't want your kids. Tell you what's good in life. Higid lecha adam matov, uma Hashem doresh mimcha. I'll tell you what's good, and I'll tell you what Hashem demands of you, says the Navi Micha. Ki masot mishpat, what God wants is simply do justice. Ve'ahavat chesed, and love kindness. Ve'atzneh lechetim elokecha, and be modest in your relationship with Hashem. Three ideas. Justice, kindness, modesty. That's what Hashem wants.
What do you mean by modesty
with your relationship with Hashem? So let's hold off and let the Ran explain. The traditional understanding is that a person can do everything that's good, but do it in a haughty way, and then he destroys everything he did. Sure, a guy gets up early in the morning to daven, he gets up vesikin, and then he lets everyone know all day long how he gets up to daven vesikin.
Oh, what
of that? Yeah. So Hashem says, it's not enough that you're doing what's right, you have to do it in a modest way. That's the traditional understanding, but let's wait, let's hold off and hear the Ran. Yeah. יפה. Says the Ran. דעת הרמב״ם ז"ל והשורש אצלו. The Rambam's opinion, and the Rambam lays this as a fundamental principle, שבעשיית מצווה אחת לבדה, איזו שתהיה מן המצוות. That when a person does a mitzvah, and it doesn't matter which mitzvah, יזכה האדם לחיי העולם הבא. One merits to the world to come. So the Rambam is of the opinion that every mitzvah gets you brownie points, gets you into the world to come. V'ken katav beperush ha-mishnah besof makot, and that's what the Rambam writes in his commentary on the Mishnah at the conclusion of tractate Makos, al ha-mishnah she'amra, the Mishnah over there says, Rabbi Chananya v'Nakashya omer, Ratza ha-kadosh baruch hu lezakot et Yisrael, you guys probably know this Mishnah by heart, Hashem wanted to give merits to Israel. Lefichach irba lehem Torah u'mitzvot. That's why He gave them so much Torah and mitzvot. Because every mitzvah you have is more capacity to get the world to come. V'ze leshon harav zal. And this is what Maimonides over there, the rabbi, comments on that Mishnah. Meikarei ha'emunah b'Torah, one of the fundamental faiths, one of the tenets of the Torah. Ki kshekayem ha'adam mitzvah metaryag mitzvot kaseder v'chahogen. That when one fulfills one of the 613 mitzvot properly, ולא ישתתף עם הדבר מכוונות העולם בשום פנים. And he doesn't have adulterated intentions. He does a pure mitzvah. It's unadulterated. He's not thinking about worldly things. Let me benefit from this in this way or that way. He's doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, אלא שיעשה אותה לשמה מאהבה, Kmo she'be'alti lecha, he does it for the sake of the mitzvah, he does it for the sake of his creator out of love, as I've explained, says Maimonides. Hinei zacha ba lechayei ha'olam haba. So he has merited to the world to come when he has performed the mitzvah this way. Val ze amar, and about that, Rabbi Chanina says, ki ha-mitzvot biyotan rabot, yifshar shlo yaseh adam b'chayav achad mehen al matkunta v'shleimuta. If you have so many mitzvot, then it's almost impossible that throughout your life you won't do at least one of them, right? There are so many options, so it's more likely that you'll get one right. Basot otam mitzvat, chaye nafsho b'oto ma'aseh. You got one right, that gives your soul life and sustenance through that action. U'mimash yura la'ikar hazeh, Rabbi Chanina ben Tadion. And if you want an indication for this principle, you can see the discussion of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, the Talmud tells us in Avodah Zarah, was taken out to be tortured to death by the Romans. And he asked his Rebbe, he said, Ma ani l'chayei ha'olam haba? Where do I stand in the world to come? Am I going to make it? Ve'eshivo ha'meshiv, so he was answered, Klum ba ma'aseli adcha, his Rebbe answered him, did you ever have something happen? What was he asking him? Did you ever do a mitzvah? He's living his whole life doing mitzvahs. What was his Rebbe's question? His Rebbe's question was, did you ever have an opportunity to get one mitzvah right? Did you ever do a mitzvah purely? His answer was, and his answer was, yes. I once had a story of charity where I ended up giving charity in the most complete form possible. And his Rebbe answered him, and he said, fine, I agree with you in that story, you did it. It's a story where he collected money, and then the money got mixed up by him, and so he donated to cover the difference. No one knew the money got mixed up by him. He could have just said, well, this is all charity. He said, no, people gave me for this charity and that charity. I don't know which one was for this and which one was for that. So he covered the difference. He paid out the cost to cover this one and that one, and no one knew about it. So here he did a mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah completely. No one would have known this way, no one would have known that way. He could have easily said, well, it's a mitzvah, it's going to charity anyways. He said, no. People wanted X amount to go to this charity and Y amount to go to that charity, and I don't know which was which, so I'm covering the difference. And even though I agree, the Ran is talking now. He says, okay, till here, this is what the Rambam says. And technically, I agree with him. This is a very important principle, and obviously, I don't want to disagree with it. He says, you know what? But his proof doesn't really prove it. He says, how do you understand the Gemara? Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion is one of the giants of Jewish history. Says Rabbi has to ask him, did you ever get one right? Yeah, really? Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was wondering about this giant of Jewish history. Did you ever get a mitzvah right? No, I don't think so, says the Ran. Aval shalo mimenu, shal mimenu shegid lo achan mipirtei ma'asav, kidei shegid bo chishkob mitzvot v'shlemuto ba'avodat Elokim. He was asking him for a sampling. He was saying, I want to know, you're asking me where you're headed in the world to come. So I want you to show me an example, a sampling of the level of purity you lived your life on. And then I'll be able to answer you. It wasn't that this was one time, it happened in his life, he got one mitzvah right, but rather this mitzvah is reflective on how he performed all his mitzvos. Because you take one example, so that's indicative of the rest. כל שכן שיהיה הפרט ההוא מורה הוראה גדולה על טוב המידות ועל התכונה המשובחת כמעשה הזה של רבי חנינא בן תרדיון. And even more so in a situation like this, where the example is really an example that indicates where his heart lies, how his traits are, and so obviously it's reflective of who he is, more than what he did one time, and this is who he was on a steady basis. So he says, okay, I agree with the Rambam, I don't agree with the proof. But what I think about this this concept that the rabbi, that Maimonides testified about, I think as follows. Hashem itbarach tziva l'Yisrael al yedei Moshe neviyot taryag mitzvot. Hashem, blessed be He, commanded us through Moshe, His prophet, 613 mitzvot. V'yad al kol achad mein gemul. And every mitzvah has its payback. Aval ein safek she'en agmul b'chol achad mein shaveh. But undoubtedly, there's different payback for different mitzvot. They're not all created equal. V'om ramzal, and that's why our sages taught us in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot, heviratz le'mitzvah kalak, mitzvah chamura, she'en ata yodeh matan tzcharan shel mitzvot. They said when it comes to proactive mitzvot, be diligent to do a light one as much as a stringent one, because you don't know what wages each mitzvah holds. B'yesh ben achat o shtayim o shalosh o yoter, she'matan tzcharan shakul k'neged kam acherot, you have a few mitzvahs that they're more weighty, that you get more reward, equivalent to a few others. V'lo ratzta atroa leve'er ze, and the Torah didn't want to reveal this, k'dei shelo yirutzu akol achayotan she'matan tzcharan gadol. Because the Torah didn't want us to run after the ones that are most lucrative. The Midrash in a few places enumerates this idea that Hashem didn't want us to focus on the ones that are most lucrative. So Hashem said, you do all of them and I'm not telling you how much I'm paying you for each. So the idea that Hashem does not reveal to us the wages for our mitzvos, so theoretically, that should have a positive outcome. Ki biyot adam bilti yodeh ze min ha-mitzvot yoter rabat ha-sachar, yarutz kol echad l'kol echad. You'd think, so then everyone's going to be diligent with every mitzvah. Yomar, a person would say to himself, ulai zot ha-mitzvah yoter yikrat erech, maybe this mitzvah is more precious. V'imashech mizeh liyot adam koneh u'masig ha-shlemut kulo. And then what should happen is, this should spur a person to attain wholeness, to do all the mitzvot. She'efshar lo la'asig b'kiyumo shel kol ha'mitzvot, ve'laze kiven noten ha'dat yitbarach b'zot ha'alama. And that was God's intent in keeping it hidden. That a person should be all-encompassing, do all the mitzvot. Ulfizot ha'anacha asher hi amitit. Okay, so this was all introductory. Once we accept that, אפשר וכן הוא האמת שבעשיית מצווה אחת לבדה על השלמות כל ימיו יזכה לחי העולם הבא. So then it could be that a person can merit the world to come through one mitzvah. It could be there's one fantastic mitzvah that if you get that one, it gets you right in. אבל לא יהיה כן בכל המצוות, but I disagree with Maimonides, because Maimonides seems to say all mitzvot get you in. And I say no. אבל יש מצוות שאפשר שלא יימשך מאחת מן לבדה אחרי העולם הבא. There are mitzvot that don't carry that weight, and it could be if you did one, well, that one is not enough to get you in. אבל אפשר שישולם שכרה בעולם הזה לבד. Oh, now the Ran tells us an interesting principle. He says it could be if a mitzvah doesn't carry enough weight, that Hashem will pay you back in this world, and there's nothing in the world to come. And this is a big machlokas with the Rambam. Meaning the Rambam says every mitzvah is going to be weighed and is going to get its reward in the world to come. And the Ran says no. Different mitzvahs carry different weights. And it could be that a light mitzvah a person will get paid back for in this world and he's got nothing waiting for him in the world to come. ויהיה בכלל מה שאמרו בפרקם את הקידושין מי שזכויותיו מרובין על לבונותיו דומה כמי שקיים כל התורה כולה ולא חיסר ממנה אפילו עוד אחת. The Talmud says in קידושין that if a person has more merits than demerits, so then it's as though he kept the whole Torah. What do you see from that Gemara? It's not enough that you got one mitzvah. When they decide whether a person is getting the world to come, so they evaluate the person as a whole. What was his whole life like? Okay, we'll pick up here Bezrat Hashem next time. So we started to see where the Ran is going to differ from the Rambam. The Rambam says every mitzvah gets you a certain amount in the world to come. It's enough that you get one right to get in. And the Ran says no. Different mitzvahs have different weights. And there could be mitzvahs where Hashem will reward us in this world and there's nothing waiting in the world to come. Like the Yom Kippur thing.